and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ LECOM Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Nat the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ LECOM Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ LECOM Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, LECOM Radio.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs. Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at LECOM Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Bradenton Marauders and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Bradenton Marauders. The 2024 Bradenton Marauders season continues to roll on from coast to coast, all across the Sunshine State. This is the Bradenton Marauders Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Marauders Pregame Show. Getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
From LECOM Park in Bradenton, Florida, it's the third game of this week-long series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Thomas and Zarella here on the Marauders pregame show, getting you ready for tonight's action on Thursday at the ballpark. Bradenton goes for their third straight win against Jupiter after they scored a season high yesterday, 14 runs and a 14-8 victory over Jupiter. It was a camp day game in which Aaron Shortridge made a rehab start, struck out 7, and and it was in four scoreless. He retired the first 10 batters to start the game, a little bit like Paul Skeens did today, a little bit in Milwaukee for the Pirates. But Aaron Shortridge, really good yesterday. They turned to another rehabber today in Mike Burrows, who's making his third rehab start, a top 10 prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. Well, yesterday, too, was a big day for Esmerlin Valdez. He clubbed two home runs. It was his second multi-home run game. He's also homered in two straight since coming off the injured list. Drove in a season-high five, which is something Axel Plaza is the only man to do this year in driving five or more runs in a game this year. Valdez is in the lineup. He's batting third. We'll get to the rest of the lineup next year on the pregame show. When we come back here, we'll have some scores around the FSL and the Pirates org. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas Cinzarella getting you set for this Thursday night contest at Lecom Park between the Bradenton Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard as we start in the Pittsburgh Pirates system. Buccos today picked up a series victory on the road in Milwaukee, winning 1-0. They held Milwaukee to just two hits. That's because Mr. Paul Skeens did not allow a hit in the first seven innings. He walked one, struck out 11. Pitch count was a bit of an issue for him. He threw 99 pitches in the first seven innings, and so he was not allowed to go out there for the eighth inning. And then Colin Holdeman tossed a scoreless eighth, left the bases loaded, struck out the side as well. And then Aroldis Chapman, a 1-2-3 ninth inning, his fourth save of the year. David Bednar, for those who may have forgotten, he is on rehab right now in Double-A Altoona, so it should be a short, brief time before he will come back to the big leagues. Elsewhere in the Pirates system, Indianapolis, they're rained out on Tuesday. We're supposed to play a doubleheader today, starting at 5:35. That is, currently in a rain delay right now. Domingo Germán is supposed to start in game one today. Luis Sessa is going to go in game two for the Indians as they take on the Columbus Clippers, the Guardians AAA affiliate. Double-A Altoona, Poyu Chen, a scoreless inning so far. They're top of the second inning. Chen is out there on the mound right now against Matthew Edsel, the Orioles prospect, as Altoona looking for another win. They won yesterday, and so looking for another victory here today at home against Bowie. High Greensboro, they suffered an extra innings loss yesterday, lost 7-5, been a couple tough days for them as their nine-game win streak was snapped. They continue that series at home against the Dash. Derek Diamond gets the ball. He's 4-1 with a 4.15 ERA. We come back here on the pregame show. We'll get you lineups as both managers are about to exchange them as well. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test, starting with me. My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
And welcome back on the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. Thomas and Zarella getting you ready for game three of this week-long series between the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Bradenton Marauders. It's time now to exchange a lot of cards with you at home, as both managers are doing right now. Frank Moore, a visiting interim manager this week, and Jim Horner for the Marauders. Jupiter, one game over 500, 42-41 overall, 6-11 in the second half. Here is their starting nine. Colby Shade plays center field, hits leadoff. Junior Sanchez, a shortstop, bat second. Ryan Ignafo does the catching, hits third. The lefty, D.H. Davis Bradshaw, bats cleanup. Left fielder out of Ole Miss, Kemp Alderman, bats fifth. The left-hitting right fielder, John Cruz, hits in the sixth spot. Jordan McCants, the lefty second baseman, bats seventh. Angelo Despina, the lefty first baseman, bats eighth. And Christian Rodriguez rounds out the starting nine, the lefty third baseman. Eleazar Dishme is on the hill today for the Jupiter Hammerheads. He goes opposite of the rehabbing right-hander Mike Burrows. 1-9 for Bradenton, switch-hitting second baseman Gerald Toledo, followed by the switch-hitting shortstop Connor Delgado. As Marlon Valdez has three home runs over the last 2 days, he plays right field and bats third. The lefty catcher, a day off yesterday for Omar Alfonso, he's back in the starting nine, batting cleanup. And Emmanuel Terrero, the center fielder, hits fifth. Miguel Sosa, DH, bats in the sixth spot. Left-hitting left fielder Solomon McGuire is slotted in the seven hole. Juan Jerez plays third base and bats eighth. And the lefty first baseman Justin Mickness, playing his first game since June the 1st, was just activated off the development list earlier this week, so we get to see him once again. Again, Burrows against Dishme, the pitching matchup today. Numbers for both pitchers this year. Dishme 1-2 with a 4.65 ERA. Burrows 0-1 with a 7.94, coming off a rehab start where he gave up an earned run, an inning and two-thirds in Fort Myers last week. Was much better in Clearwater, and he gave up three runs in two and a third innings, but those were a couple of narrow-handed runs that scored against him. So this is actually, his fourth rehab start. It's his second at home. He has pitched twice on the road so far. Our umpires today as well. Garrett Nelson is behind home plate. Liana Ricks is out in the field. Bradenton in their black tops that read Bradenton in a gold script with white pants as waiting for the Bradenton to run out from the first base dugout. Just about 3 minutes from first pitch here. Here is how the Marauders look right now in the second half standings. Fort Myers has a game and a half lead on Lakeland. 11-5, Fort Myers is. Lakeland is 10-7. Dunedin, the DJs, are 9-7, 2 games back at Bradenton, winning back-to-back games. They're still just 3-7 in their last 10, but 3.5 games out. They started with a 5-1 record in the second half, and they are just 3-8 in their last 11. But they are surging, having won the last two nights. The big key has been the offense. 14 runs yesterday was a season high. They slugged 3 home runs. It's great to have a guy like Esmerlin Valdez back in the starting lineup after he has missed a week or two after getting hit in the head with a pitch while at the plate. Saw yesterday his impact. Axel Plaz, didn't mention about him earlier too. He hit his 11th home run of the season yesterday. And so having Plaz back as well continue to do what he does, and that is a lot of home runs. Rounding out the standings in the FSL West Division, Tampa's 6-9, 4.5 back, and then Clearwater 5-11. They won the first half, but they have been gutted with most of their talent up in now High A Jersey Shore. In the East Division, Palm Beach has a half a game lead on Daytona, 10-5. Daytona's played one more game. They are 10-6. Jupiter have lost their last four. They are 5 games out, 6-11 tie with St. Lucie, who is 4-6 in their last 10 games played. Burroughs leads a charge out from the first base dugout for the Marauders. It will be Dishmay against Burroughs when you come back here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. This has been the Bradenton Marauders pregame show. First pitch coming up from Leacon Park.
Telling your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leacom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's go! Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders. Hello, baseball.
Let's go. Woo! Batter up. Hey, batter.
Play ball.
It's time for the future Pirate Stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now, back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Marauders, Thomas Zinzarella.
Leacon Park in Bradenton, Florida. It's the third game of this week-long series between the Bradenton Marauders and the Jupiter Hammerheads. from the rest of our entire crew, Thomas and Zarella, so happy you could join us on this Thursday at Lecom Park. It's the fourth rehab start for Mike Burrows, coming off of Tommy John surgery last year. And so he's looking to will Bradenton to their third straight win, which would give him at least a split of this week-long series. It will be Kobe Shea, Junior Sanchez, and Ryan Ignafo lead things off in the top of the first inning. Burrows on his rehab so far is 0-1 with a 7.94 ERA. And a top 10 prospect in the Pittsburgh Pirates system, according to both Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. Bradenton black tops, their Bradenton script in gold across the chest, primary black caps. As the first pitch to Colby Shade is a fastball high at 94, and we're off and running a bit behind tonight at 6:33 p.m. Game time temperature 86 degrees and cloudy as 1-0. And slider down and away on the appeal of the first. Liana Rick says that Shade held up. It's 2-0. Weather app saying the wind's blowing at 10 miles an hour, but the flags in center not moving much right now. 2-0, and Shade strikes it well to deep left field. McGuire heading back. It's gone. A leadoff home run. Colby Shade. His second hit this week. Both of them have been home runs, and Jupiter takes a 1-0 lead right off the bat in the first. Well, for Shea, that's his fifth of the season. 1-0 Jupiter right off the bat is Junior Sanchez. Shortstop steps in. First pitch is a fastball in the outside corner, called strike at 94. Burrows now has given up a home run in three straight starts while here on rehab. The 0-1, swinging a roller. Right side of the infield, Micken is charging, flips to Burrows. One gone. Which this is a ballpark where the ball just flies out, which does compared to other parks in the FSL. Go to Jupiter, for example. Ball doesn't carry. Fort Myers last week the same. One run home, one gone, base is clear. Top one is Ryan Ignafo, the catcher. Opening pitch. Breaking ball popped in the air, right side of the infield. Toledo backpedals on the outfield grass and catches it off his left shoulder. Two gone. Let's set the defense for you. Start on the outfield left to right. Solomon McGuire, Emmanuel Torero, and Esmerlin Valdez is in right. Juan Jerez, man in the hot corner at third. Delgado, Toledo up the middle. Mickness is at first, and Omar Alfonso's doing the catching. Lefty rehabber Davis Bradshaw fights one back towards the screen for strike one. Burrows, an 11th round pick in 2018 by the Pirates out of Waterford High School in Connecticut. As he wants Alfonso for strike two. Features a four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, curveball mix. Baseball America listed Burrows as having the best curveball in the Buccos minor league system in 2022. 0-2, slider down and in. On Bradshaw, who was assigned from AA Pensacola yesterday on rehab to now single A Jupiter. He went 2-for-3, a run scored and a strikeout. 1-2. Fastball topped right on top of home plate. Alfonso bare hands and throws to first. Hits straight right into the ground, and that ends the half inning. But a leadoff home run for Colby Shade. 1-0 after half an inning. Marauders to bat here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Bring the kids and the entire family to Lecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
UPT US Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jupiter holds a 1-0 lead over the Bradenton Marauders as we begin the bottom of the first inning at Lecom Park. Gerald Toledo, Connor Delgado, Esmerlin Valdez will battle Eleazar Dishman. The 19-year-old right-hander twirls home. First pitch is a fastball on the outside corner at 93 for a called strike. The listed as 6'1", 175, native of Santo Domingo in the DR. Righty spins home, 0-1. And a fastball on the inside corner at 94. It's 0-2 on Dishman. On the season, making with Jupiter his 9th appearance, 8th start. He's 1-2 with a 4.65 earned run average. 0-2. Take it down and away. Innings, he's walked 12, struck out 39, has allowed 26 hits. Opponents hitting 224 off of him then. 1-2. Inside nearly hits Toledo as he stumbles out. Gerald had a good game yesterday. Drove in 3 runs. Currently riding a 6-game on base streak. Which he's walked 7 times as well during that stretch. As he strikes out swinging here though, on an elevated fastball to start the first inning. Going out, base is empty, 1-0 Hammerheads in the last of the first inning. And another switch hitter, Connor Delgado, walks in the left side. Dishman just entered the Marlins' top 30 prospect system if you're going off of Baseball America. First pitch slider is outside for a ball. Comes in at a number 20, which they list his fastball as a 65 grade. That's on the scouting scale. 1-0. Fastball, the knees called strike. Runs up to 80, but anything above 55 means you're above average. So 65, that's a really good number. The 1-1. Slider in the dirt. For ball 2. Now, if you're someone like Paul Skeens, for example, first overall pick last year by the Pirates and former Marauder, 2-1, swinging a foul ball right off of Delgado's ankle. His fastball is right around an 80. That's how good it is. And you don't really see guys who have a grade much over. I know one example is always Billy Hamilton. Longtime Red, always had 80 grade speed, he was always listed as. I mean, the guy stole like 100 bases a year in the minor leagues. It's incredible. 2-2 to Kiner. Check swing on a pitch up and away. On the appeal, he did not go around. Kiner this year hitting 228 in 51 games, 7 doubles, 6 home runs, and 19 runs driven in. He leads the Marauders with 14 stolen bases this season. The payoff from Dishman. Swinging a pop foul off the left side, out of play. It's a Marlins system right now that is just filled with really good arms. Noble Meyer, Thomas White, up in high A Beloit. They started the year in Jupiter, though, with the Hammerheads. 3-2. Swinging a pop-up left side of the infield. Running in and making the catch is Christian Rodriguez. So here says Marilyn Valdez with two out, spaces clear, 1-0 Jupiter. And a first pitch slider runs in for ball one. Two home runs yesterday in the first two innings. 1-0, there's a good off-speed that he swings and misses at. Valdez, the team leader in home runs with a dozen. 1-1 is on the ground towards third. Rodriguez back behind the bag. Fields low, throw to first, but reeled in. It's a 1-2-3 first for Dishman. 1-0 Hammerheads after one on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Jupiter with a 1-0 cushion on the Bradenton Marauders in the third game of this week-long set. It was a leadoff home run from Colby Shade in the opening inning, as Jupiter has their first lead since Tuesday. Bradenton winning 14 yesterday as Mike Burrows' first pitch to Kemp Alderman. His fastball 94 high and in for ball one. Had a 2-1 lead on Tuesday. Bradenton went on to win 6-3. 1-0. Fastball chopped to the ground, third base side. Backing it by Jerez, sets his feet, throws across. That's now four in a row retired after the home run for Mike Burrows. Bradenton last night jumped in front 8-0 in the first two innings. The bats got hot and they just kept on cooking throughout the game. That was a season-high 14 runs plated by Bradenton. Lefty John Cruz takes low for ball one. Burrows, 24 years of age, stands the mound at 6'1", 190. 1-0, breaking ball popped up right in front of home, third base side. Jerez in, now he weaves right in front of the pitcher's bound and makes the catch. Back-to-back putouts for him. And a fast-moving second inning for Jordan Kantz now. Burrows was committed to pitch at UConn before he was selected by the Pirates. First pitch to lefty Jordan McCants is up and away for ball. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Really good change up there. It's 1-1. And you really see them each start, you know, something different in what's been working for him. The 1-1 bounces in. That start in Clearwater is a lot of the fastball and slider. You could really tell the fastball was working. Got a lot of whiffs at it against the Threshers. 2-1. Fastball rip foul, third base side. Seen a couple changeups in this at bat. Against McCants, two out, bases clear in the second. 2-2. Swinging a fly ball in the air, right center field. Valdez moving to his right on the run. Can't get there, and one hops the fence. Valdez scoops and throws as McCants is standing at second base with a two out double. For McCants, that's his eighth double of the year. Another high school draft pick, just like Burroughs. Runner at second, two outs. Jupiter looking to tack on their one-run lead. Angelo Despina stands in the left side and came in as a sub yesterday late. First pitch is a fastball on the outside. Blackford called strike. Ready comes set 0-1. Foul back for strike two. Burroughs is the number 9 prospect. The Pirates org. Oh, 2. Pop foul again off the left side out of play. Right now, Bubba Chandler is the number 1 prospect of the Pirate system. Another talented righty in AA. Thomas Harrington, who is in AA, threw a gem yesterday. 7 innings, picked up the win. 0-2. Wrecking ball, just touch foul. Harrington struck out 11, allowed just one earned run. Pirates pitching depth up and down the org. Anthony Solomito is also in AA. Braxton Ashcraft is in AAA, number 5 prospect. And now Burroughs steps off the back side of the rubber. So 4 of the top 5 prospects are pitchers in the Pirates, with Paul Skeens graduating, Jared Jones graduating this year. Both guys in the big leagues. 0-2. Wrecking ball low. Spina fouling off a couple of tough pitches here. Burrow is ready from the belt. Deep breath. 1-2. Called third strike on the outside corner. And Mike Burroughs racks up his first strikeout in a scoreless second inning. 1.5 of the books, 1-0 Hammerheads on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecon Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. you stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit savebythescan.org. It could save your life. Savebythescan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bottom two, 4, 5, and 6 coming up to the plate here in the Bradenton lineup as Omar Alfonso will start things off against Eleazar Dishme, the starter who retired all three in order in the first inning. Omar climbs to the left side. First pitch from the righty is a fastball off the plate outside. Omar had an off day yesterday on the season, though, hitting .253, 13 doubles, 5 home runs, and 25 driven in. The 1-0, swinging a tip into the mitt of Ignafo for a strike. Omar had number 5, a home run number 5 the other day. The 1-1, breaking ball, laser down the right field line, heading towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Just hooked it off. One thing that Omar does so well is that he really barrels up a lot of baseballs. Analytics numbers, the exit velocity, really good. Behind 1-2 here. Here is the pitch. Swinging a pop-up. Shallow left field. Rodriguez over towards the tarp on the edge of the grass. Wheels back and drops it. They're right off the heel of the glove. And so Omar will have a second chance here. One nothing Jupiter in the second inning. 1-2. Taken up and in for a ball. Will be a drop foul pop error by Rodriguez at third. From the lineup, 2-2. Up and away. Count's full. Guerrero on deck for Bradenton. The payoff home is a fastball flown in the air. Shallow left field. Alderman racing in towards the line. Makes the grab. And that ends the at-bat of Alfonso. But still, nonetheless, a deep at-bat there by Alfonso. Really made Dishme work there. So with one out, base is clear, 1-0 Hammerheads on the home run from Kobe Shea to start the game. Mando Terrell, the lefty, climbs in. Shows bunt, pulls it back, and it's outside for a ball. Terrero, productive day yesterday. Drove in 2 with a double. Went 1-for-3, also walked the 1-0. And that one struck well, straight away center field. Shade sidestepping back, squares his shoulders, makes the catch. Right in line with the 400 sign. First 5 retired for Dishme. Spelled D-I-S-H-M-E-Y. One word, Dishme. Miguel Sosa, the DH, steps in the right side. First pitch is a breaking ball, called strike. It's the one thing for him. He's still young. He's 19 years old, Dishme is. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider there. It's 0-2. And so looking to add to his pitch arsenal. Got a good fastball, 94, 95. Can run it up to the upper 90s. 0-2. And Sosa takes a breaking ball in the dirt. But that is obviously this next step in the development for him, which is coming off a really good start as well. Went 5 scoreless, struck out 7 against Palm Beach. 1-2, breaking ball, line foul, third base side. He's really had 2 blow-up outings. He gave up 6 earned runs on June 27th in Daytona. That was the start prior to the last one. He also gave up 6 in an outing against Tampa in May and 3 1/3. 1-2, Sosa, weak pop-up behind the bag at third. Rodriguez into foul territory this time, makes the catch with 2 hands to end the half inning. 6 up, 6 down for Dishman. 2 in the books, 1-0 Hammerheads on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a
from the bell,
heart
from the bell,
stroke,
deep breath, 1-2.
Call 911.
Call third strike on the outside corner, and Mike Burrows racks up his first strikeout.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go. With MILB.TV, you can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket, for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
First pitch from Mike Burrows to Christian Rodriguez, a lefty. Is a fastball taken for ball at 93. It's 1-0 to start this top of the third inning. Jupiter 1, Marauders nothing. That was a leadoff home run from Colby Shade, who's on deck. 1-0, that's on the outside corner. The changeup for a called strike, and the count's even. Burrows' pitch count sitting at, that was his 27th pitch, the 1-1. Fastball flown foul off the left side. Hasn't gone to more than 2 1/3 innings he pitched in Clearwater through 48 pitches in the outing. Gave up a pair of home runs, both to Jordan Fires. Called third strike with a 1-2 pitch. Back-to-back strikeouts for Burrows. One gone in the third for Colby Shade. He was responsible for the lone run so far in the scoreboard. Burrows winds home, and a breaking ball smacked back to the screen for strike one. Burrows is coming off a Tommy John surgery from last year after his pitching in AAA in Indianapolis. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Good off-speed there for strike two. Left his start on April the 8th with a right forearm injury, placed on the injured list 3 days later, and then surgery needed at the end of the month. 0-2. Fastball flown in the air off the right side, out of play. It's been a long process for him, but starting pitch back for the mound as the 0-2 is just outside. Burrows wanted that one as he walked off the first base side of the rubber. That was a really good curveball there. Looking for redemption. 1-2. Recce ball foul back. We'll try it again. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Gone with a changeup. And Burroughs has struck out the last three. So outside of the home run, just a double allowed with two outs to McCants last inning. Junior Sanchez with two outs, bases clear, top three. 1-0 Jupiter. First pitch is a fastball rocketed back to the screen for strike one. Obviously, velocity can be a problem for guys at this level. Burroughs sits 94 to 95 as the 0-1. Called strike, it's 0-2. Especially a guy though in Burroughs, who's obviously a little bit older, has good command, good control, and mixes in a lot of good pitches. 0-2, check swing, stays off the high fastball. Burroughs working at a rapid pace here. 1-2. Inside, just missed. Trying to locate that breaking ball again. Two, two. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout on another changeup for Mike Burroughs. He struck out the last four. And a 1-2-3 top of the third. 1-0 Jupiter. Bottom half we go on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hello, baseball fans. I'm Manatee County Sheriff Rick Wells. These are the sounds we like to hear during baseball season. And a little less of this. Be responsible. Please don't drink and drive. And oh, by the way, here's another sound we love to hear. Remember to lock your car because it's okay to steal bases, but it's not okay for people to steal your stuff. Let's go, Marauders.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Sarasota's greatest hits are on WSRQ Lecom Radio. Classic hits from the music icons of the 60s, 70s, and 80s with real human DJs you know. The Comet, John the Milkman, J.J. Johnston, Dr. Denny Wojta, Aaron Anthony, Matt the Hat, Terry Bowen, Jewel Lee. Find WSRQ Lecom Radio at 91.7, 95.3, and 106.9 FM or download the WSRQ Lecom Radio app and take us anywhere. Classic hits have one address on the Sun Coast, WSRQ, Lecom Radio.
One nothing Jupiter as we start the last of the third inning. Mike Burroughs, how about that? Four straight strikeouts. And now Bradenton will look to get the bats going. They will have 7-8-9 as Eleazar Dishmay has retired the first six. The Aussie Solomon McGuire digs in left side. First pitch is low, and now it's a called strike there on the inside corner for strike one. McGuire comes in riding an 11-game on-base streak. The 0-1. That's on the inside corner as well at 94. And McGuire is quickly in the hole. Oh, 2. Swing and a tip. Secured by Ignapo for strike three. Second strikeout for Dishmay. One out, base is empty, 1-0 Hammerheads for Juan Jerez now. Dish made 15 pitches in the first, 14 in the second. As opening pitch to Jerez, breaking ball high and in for a ball. Jerez starting his first game and appearing in his first game this week. Dish made 1-0. Breaking ball line foul just over the tarp into the netting. Comes in on a four-game hitting streak. Hitting 214 this season in 23 games. 1-1, breaking ball, line towards the left field corner. Alderman can't get there. And one hops the fence as Jerez digs for second. Good throw in. And it's a double for Juan Jerez. Double number six for him this year. As he has the Marauders' first hit, it's also their first base runner. Bradenton yesterday, 14 runs in the contest, which was a high. At this point, they had 8 runs on the board, and plenty of them were from extra base hits. They finished with 12 hits yesterday. Jerez at second for Justin Mickness, the lefty, playing first base today. Dishmay works home. And a fastball on the inner edge called strike. Mickness was taken off the development list earlier this week, playing in his first game since June the 1st. That was in Fort Myers on the road. 0-1. And Mickness skies it well in the air to left center. Shade over to his right makes the catch. As Jerez scampers back to second. Good piece of wood there by Mickness. Two outs recorded in the third. He's up to Gerald Toledo. Trying to drive in Jerez from second base and tie this ball game at one. Switch hitter batting left. Drove in 3 runs last night. First pitch is on the inner edge, called strike. Toledo really has been hitting well these last 5 games. Dishmay is 0-1. Down and away for a ball. Toledo at the plate is 5 for his last 15. 6 walks as well to go along with 4 RBIs. So he's getting on base at a good clip right now. That's why he's been a staple at the top of the order. 1-1. In tight, but it's a called strike there. It is the electronic ABS balls and strike system, so caught a piece of the zone somewhere. Did caught a little slither. Two outs, runner at second, 1-2. Swinging a high chopper up the first base side. Dishmay fields, throw low, throw to first. And they get Toledo, who was hustling down the line to end the half inning. No runs to hit, a runner left on base. We go to the fourth, 1-0 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Looking for something to do this summer? Come grab one of our 7-game premium packs.
Starting at just $95, you're guaranteed a seat to every Marauders premium game this season, which includes Star Wars Night, Margaritaville Night, and more. Your purchase today also includes an exclusive Paul Skeens bobblehead. What are you waiting for? To find out how you could purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
One nothing Jupiter, top of the fourth inning, as Ryan Ignoffo, the catcher, steps in the right side. First pitcher Mike Burrows is outside with the slider for ball one. Burrows has struck out the last four. He's also worked past two in a third innings for the first time on rehab with Bradenton. 1-0 foul back straight to the screen. And the count's even 1-1. Burrows has struck out four total today. The 1-1. Swinging a pop-up on the infield right side. Toledo on the edge of the dirt and grass makes the grab. One gone in the fourth inning for Davis Bradshaw. Threw 47 pitches his last time out in Fort Myers, 48 the start prior at Clearwater. So have to figure he might work a little bit past that, as there is a righty warming. Lefty Bradshaw watches a fastball bomb of the zone and called strike. Burrows just threw pitch number 44 today. The 0-1. Fastball broken back, ground ball right side. Big hop for Toledo right in the chest. Throws to first, two gone. Well, you really love to see Burrows get through four complete here. He's got two quick outs in Kemp Alderman, last man standing in this half inning. Righty slugger who grounded out to third his first time around. Burrows twirls home. That's low with a changeup for ball one. Has had a couple of his strikeouts on that changeup. He's got three whiffs on him. 1-0, swing and a miss. There's a whiff on a fastball at 95. Still what you like to see for him. That velo late in his outing, the 1-1. Now back as Alderman was almost right on the changeup there. That has been a big pitch for him today. He's thrown it over a quarter of the time today. Two outs, base is clear in the fourth. 1-2. There's a slider down and away. Two-two. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball down and away, and which may be the last batter Burrows faces tonight. He strikes out five in four innings. 3.5 gone, 1-0 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Interested in having your next birthday, family, or group outing at Lecon Park? Enjoy discounted rate on tickets when you bring a group of 10 or more to a Marauders game. Group tickets are available in the seating bowl, or ask us about booking one of our hospitality areas like the Lepensi Plumbing Pools and Air Party Deck or the Boardwalk Barbecue. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today or visit us at BradentonMarauders.com.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Innocent say I keep a check. She was a bad, bad, nevertheless. Calling it quits now, baby, I'm a wreck. Crash at my place, baby, you're a wreck. Needless to say, I'm keeping a check. She was a
bottom four, Jupiter 1, Bradenton nothing at Lecom Park here on Thursday as 2, 3, and 4 coming up against Dishmay, the starter for the Hammerheads. Connor Delgado, switch hitter batting left. First pitch he takes, up and away for ball one. Bradenton has had just one base runner so far, was a double in the third inning. 1-0. Swing on a line drive, back with the middle into right center. Delgado hustling, takes a turnaround first. And a leadoff single. Well, it's the fourth inning. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the Florida State League today. Palm Beach and Clearwater finally completed a suspended game from yesterday. 5-4 Palm Beach. Wins on a walk-off as ready as Maryland Valdez takes a called strike. Daytona Ford Byers scoreless in the top of the first inning down in Hammond Stadium. Just off and running. Clearwater and Palm Beach now tied at one in the top of the third. As the 0-1's foul back, they are playing seven innings there today. Tampa up early over the DJs in the bottom of the third, 2-0. And then St. Lucie had four runs in the top of the fourth inning at home against Lakeland. And again, Bradenton trailing a run here, the runner on in the fourth. Delgado dancing at first, 0-2. And a slider just outside. Good eye by Valdez, who had his second multi-home run game of the year yesterday. Axel Plaz is the only other to do so. Have two home runs in a game. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Up high fastball, and Dishmay has strikeout number three. One gone, runner on, bottom four for Omar Alfonso. Bradenton still searching as well for their first three home run game in franchise history. This is the 14th year of the Marauders. Lefty Alfonso swings the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Left side of the infield, shifted over to the right. Rodriguez at third is playing right in the hole. The 0-1, taken low. Which is a bit surprising because Omar has shown this year he has placed many balls right through that left side where the shortstop normally would be. Teams continue to shift him a lot, though. Spinner toss to first. Delgado headlong dive back and safely. He's got 14 stolen bases this year. To tie this ball game up at 1 in the 4th. 1-1. Swinging a foul back. Bradenton right now. One of the first two games of this series. Jupiter has lost their last four overall. Hoping to snap that tonight. Dishman, 1-2, outside. And the count's even. More the one guy this year who has hit well with runners on base, 2-2. And that struck well on the ground through the right side into the gap in right center. Fielded quickly by John Cruz. And two on with one out now in the fourth inning for Emmanuel Terrero. So Bradenton has now strung together a pair of hits here for the first time tonight. And meeting on the mound for Ryan Ignafo. The catcher goes out to chat with the eyes are Dishbang. Talked about the two really rough outings for Dishbang. If you take both those out, it would be just four earned runs allowed in 26 innings. That'd be a sub-2 ERA. Even better than that. A 1.38 for Dishbang, and that's incredible how much those two outings have ballooned his ERA. Terrero batting left against the righty, Dishbang. First and second, one gone, 1-0 Jupiter in the fourth. Pitch is low for ball. Terrero is one of the eight prospects on this roster for Bradenton. Couple are injured right now, and Garrett Forrester, Jesus Castillo, and Michael Kennedy. The 1-0, ripped out and missed with a fastball for a strike. Terrero listed as number 20 prospect on MLB Pipeline. Star of the year on the injured list. Now playing in his 23rd game. So been here for about a month now. 1-1. Down and missed again with a fastball on the outside edge. Christian Curtis, who's on the injured list, is the most recent Marauder to join the top 30 on MLB Pipeline. Couple looks to second for Dishbang. 1-2, taken high. This is an opportunity for Bradenton, who yesterday went 6-for-13 with runners in scoring position. They left just three on base the entire day. 0-for-2 so far in that category. 2-2, breaking ball fouled back and out. Which those six hits in that scenario are the second of most that they have had this season. They had 7-21 at-bats against St. Lucie on May 12th. They won 12-11 on a walk-off. 2-2. Spiked in the dirt with a fastball at 94. And the counts run full on Terrero. Well, that May 12th game as well. That was the Sunday when Valdez had the walk-off base hit to right center on Mother's Day for the franchise record win streak. 3-2, golfed in the air, deep down the left field line. Alderman over, makes the catch in fair territory. Both runners have to retreat back to the bases, their bases. As ball just did not carry enough. Two outs in the fourth inning at Lecom Park. Bradenton chasing a run at 1-0. Delgado at second, Alfonso at first, and Miguel Sosa the batter. Second week in single A for him. Righty batter, first pitch. Is a slider outside. Sosa this year coming in, he is 2-for-14, doesn't have a home run. That came here on July the 3rd against Fort Myers. The 1-0, fastball geared in at the knees, a called strike. Dishmay in the midst of one of his longest innings today. He's thrown 19 pitches now. 1-1. Fastball. Shot foul down the right side out of play. Brandon's in it. Has out hit Jupiter 3-2 today, but currently behind the scoreboard 1-0. 1-2, runners in motion. It's popped up, foul ground, third base side. Rodriguez, right in front of the dugout, makes the catch as he wheels back towards the field of play. That ends the half inning. No runs, two hits, two left on base. We go to the fifth, 1-0 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hong Lung Chang, the new pitcher to the ball game for the Bradenton Marauders as we begin the top of the fifth inning. Hammerheads with a 1-0 cushion. Mike Burrows' day is over. A run on two hits, no walks, 5 Ks, 4 innings for Burrows. Throws 50 pitches, 34 strikes. First pitch to the lefty, John Cruz is outside for ball one. Chang, who is usually a starter, is following Burrows today. 1-0. Down and away for a ball. It's 2-0. Chang has followed a few times this year out of the bullpen, but has been a staple in the rotation since opening day. 2-0. And that's taken on the inside edge. Called strike. Chang comes set. 2-1. Swing and a miss. There's a really good breaking ball. Counts even. Chang is 22 years old, native of Taiwan. International free agent signing January of 2022. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good change up there from Chang as he strikes out Cruz. Opened his outing today. One out, base empty, 1-0, Hammerheads in the fifth. Jordan McCants, the batter. Chang's numbers this year, 4-5 with a 4.11 ERA. A lefty McCants, he takes a breaking ball on the outer edge, called strike. Making his 14th appearance this year, he started 11 games, Chang has. The 0-1, down and in for a ball. He's allowed 63 hits and 61 in a third innings. 22 walks, 58 Ks. 1-1 is flown in the air, straightaway center. Torero turns himself around on his right now this time. Puts it away. A few steps shy of the track. Cenk pitched on July 3rd here at the ballpark. That was the largest crowd this season, north of almost about 5,500 Pirates, Marauders, and fellow citizens of Friendly City. Angelo DeSpina fouls the first pitch back for strike one. Gave up four runs in the top of the first inning, then went on to throw four scoreless afterwards. Picked up the win in the process as well. Got some big offensive support then. The 0-1 down and in with a breaking ball. We talked to pitching coach Matt Ford about that as well, just how much, you know, resiliency that showed out of Cheng. 1-1. Foul back with an off-speed. Right now, Burrows and Cheng are on a roll. Nine in a row retired since a double from McCants in the second. Two outs, base is clear in the fifth. 1-2. Slow ground ball right side. Toledo charging in. Mictus in the back. Scooped to first. And they got him in time by a step. Make it 10 in a row. Sat down. We're halfway home. Jupiter 1, Marauders nothing on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $30, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. So join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club today and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit bradentonmarauders.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at bradentonmarauders.com.
Bottom five, Bradenton chasing a run at 1-0. As Eliazar Dishmay throws a first pitch fastball for a called strike to Solomon McGuire. 7-8-9 coming up here in the home half of the fifth inning. One strike pitch. And smacked through the right side. No, it's squeezed in by Despeña, who lunged to his right, made a shoot top high catch. One gone in the fifth inning for Juan Jerez, who doubled his last time up. Thought that one was tailor-made for right field, but Despeña, a move to his right, made the play. First pitch to Jerez, breaking ball line. This time, it's in the left field, base hit. Juan Jerez, who now 2-for-2 today, a five-game hit streak for him. Swing of the bat well. Runner on, one out, bottom five for Justin Mignis. Maximus is out of fastball for strike one. The 0-1. He's off the plate outside. It's 1-1. Mickness flies it well, deep right center field, and it's gone! Out of the boardwalk, Justin Mickness! In his first game off, the development lifts, gives the Marauders a 2-1 lead. He's been itching to play. Big smile on his face as he's got his first home run this year. One out, base is clear for Gerald Toledo, who takes a fastball for a called strike. Bradenton has their first lead today. The 0-1. Breaking ball. Dances over for a called strike. It's quickly 0-2 on. Toledo is 0-2 today. Nope, foul. Third base side. Well, Mickness, who spent time on the development list, the injured list this year, playing in his 21st game. That's his first home run. 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. And a fastball gets him. Fourth punch out for Dishmay. Two gone on the half inning for Connor Delgado. Well, today, to some of the ballpark walking around right now, it is Thirsty Thursday. Due to our hot dogs, beer specials, chips, soda. A lot of discounted items today at Leacom Park every Thursday. As Delgado fouls it back for a strike. It's also July 11th. That is 7-11. To some, it's a free Slurpee at your local 7-11. The 0-1. Breaking ball taken high for a ball. Those who don't know, 7-11. The reason how it got its name was 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. So 1-1 bounces in. It's 2-1. A guy named John Jefferson wanted to sell eggs, milk, and bread down in Dallas, Texas. Just the necessities. 2-1, flown in the air, shallow left field. Alderman running in towards the line, settles under it, and makes the grab to end the half inning. Justin Mickness leaves the yard, 2-1, Bradenton after 5 on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Leacom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply? Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Leacom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Nothing gets me down.
Justin Meknes, a two-run home run has Bradenton out in front 2-1 as we start the top of the sixth inning. Hung Long Chang facing Christian Rodriguez, the third baseman. First pitch home. He's on the outside, black for a called strike. 9-1-2, cut up the plate here. All three runs have come on home runs tonight. The 0-1. Bounces in the dirt for a ball. Lead off home run from Kobe Shade in the first inning against Mike Burrows, a AAA rehabber that went the first four. The 1-1. Lined in towards right field, base hit. And Rodriguez has just the third hit today for Jupiter. That snaps a streak of 10 in a row retired. Runner on. Nobody out in the sixth inning. Bradenton trying to win their third straight game. Freddie Colby Shade shows bunt, pulls it back. It's a called strike. Shade, who is now in this series, he's 2-for-10. Both hits have been home runs. Both of them have been solo home runs as well. 0-1. Ricky Ball, line into left field, base hit. Rodriguez turns around second. But it's back-to-back singles to start this sixth inning. Take a look in the Pittsburgh Pirates organization and a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Triple-A Indianapolis, they were rained out again for the second time this week. Double-A Altoona tied at 1 in the 7th inning, 1-1 against Bowie at home. Po Yu Chen, really good ball today he's thrown. As bunt shown, pulled back, and a throw to second base is late. That was a ball to Junior Sanchez. And then Haya Greensboro up 1-0 in the bottom of the 5th inning. He just scored at home against Winston-Salem in the dash. FCL Pirates went down to 4 buyers today. Xander Muth continues to throw the ball well. 5 innings, 1 run on 3 hits, 1 walk, 5 Ks. Kramer Mendez as well, 2 scoreless. 1-0, bunt shown, pulled back, and it hit him. It's a dead ball. As Alfonso will appeal here. Let's see if they check the swing or not. And Jim Horn is going to might come out here. Either it looked like that Sanchez had offered at it. He wants an explanation from Garrett Nelson because it hit him. So either wants to know it hit the bat, hit the foot, or again, it looked like that he had offered at the bunt. And unfortunately, this is, again, the part of a two-man crew that you don't get a third set of eyeballs. And so it's a hit batter instead. Which now loads up the bases for Ryan Agnoffo. 2-1, Bradenton lead in the sixth inning. Ryan Agnoffo is 0-for-2. Faces the righty Hung Long Chang. First pitch is low for a ball. Big League Club today. Pirates winning 1-0 in Milwaukee. Paul Skeen, 7 no-hit innings. Struck out 11. He's an all-star. The 1-0. That bounces in. It's 2-0. Pirates, though, were in a situation like this today. Colin Holderman came in, lowered the bases up, and escaped it without a run. could use one of those Houdini acts right now. Jack sets 2-0. Is popped up in the air on the mound. This will be the infield fly rule. It's now enacted, and it's squeezed by Jerez in front of the mound as Chang just raced out of the way. So they do get it out here. And Davis Bradshaw, the rehabber from AA Pensacola, climbs in. The lefty DH is 0 for 2 today. First pitch is lined back up the middle, off the glove of Delgado, kicks in a center field. One run scores as it's an RBI single that ties the game at 2. It wasn't much of the vertical leap. Delgado had that covered. The ball sliced away at the last second, though, and hit off the right side of his glove. As now Matt Ford, pitching coach, walks out with a translator for Chang, who speaks Mandarin Chinese. And again, a tie ball game here. Which that's only one run scored. It was a well-struck baseball, but the fact that the runners, they knew that had a chance to be caught. They all went back to their respective bases. And then when it clanked through the glove and into center, that's when they ended up moving up a base. Jupiter looking to snap this four-game losing streak with a win here today. They now exchange leads. Meeting has ended. And now Kemp Alderman. Big spot for him. Chance of the bases loaded, one out in a 2-2 tie game, top of the sixth inning to break this one open. First pitch. Is a fastball low for a ball. Alderman is the highest rated Marlins prospect on the roster. Technically, number 5 prospect Dylan Hedges was part of the Luis Arraez deal with the Padres, but he's on the injured list right now. So Alderman, the number 9 prospect in. 1-0. Fouled back behind to him. Counts him at 1-1. Second round pick, 47th overall by the Marlins last year out of Ole Miss. He's got some good power. He's seen in the last two nights. He's homered. One ball, one strike between Chang and Alderman. Righty comes set. And strike zone. Slider low and away. It's 2-1. On the year, Alderman playing his 20th game. 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 7 RBIs, hitting .232. Currently on a 4-game hit streak. He's 0 for 2 tonight. 2-1. Swinging a foul back high up on the screen. Really use a strikeout here. 2-2 pitch. That's low, blocked right in front of Alfonso. And the count is full on Alderman. Now the blue that represents the jersey for Alderman. It's a different type of blue than the Ole Miss blue. Got those really clean blue and red uniforms that they wear at Swayze Field. Not Ole Miss, 3-2. And that's popped in the air, first base side. In towards the concourse, and it's out of play. Fans were ducking for cover. They were getting ready to catch that foul ball. Full count once again between Chang and Alderman. One out, base is full. The offering. High bouncer, third base side foul. It's a good at-bat brewing right now between Alderman and Chang. Alderman started the year on the injured list. Now he's back healthy. Was kind of right injured at the end of spring training before the FSL season started. Pitch home. That's line the opposite way. Deep in and up against the wall and hops against. Valdez fetches it out. One run scores. Another right behind him. And it's a two RBI double for Kemp Alderman. And Jupiter lead back at 4-2. Bradshaw moves up to third, but that's now back-to-back run scoring hits here in the sixth inning. Second and third, still just one out for John Cruz, a lefty. Jupiter in front now 4-2. As Chang steps off the rubber, but now the bigger thing for him is running to a pitch count issue in this half inning. Threw a dozen pitches in the last half inning. Righty's first pitch is low for a ball. So we just threw, actually that was his 32nd pitch in this outing, so this is, that was just his 20th pitch of this half inning. The 1-0, and that's it well in the air, right center. Valdez over to his right in the alley as he makes the catch just shy of the track at right center. Another run scores on the sack fly from John Cruz. It's 5-2 Jupiter. Alden moved up from second to third as well. Runner on third, two outs. Jordan McCants, the lefty. First pitch is fouled back of home. The 0-1, fouled back towards home. Jupiter now 5 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. Bradenton 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors tonight. Oh, 2. Bounces in off the glove of Alfonso to the backstop, and that will score. Alderman from third to make it a 6-2 ball game on the wild pitch. Chang, who really relies on his command, just hasn't had it today. Really good first inning, but trouble here in the second. 1-2, and that's tipped out of the glove of Alfonso. Two again. That's flown well deep to right field towards the bullpen. It's gone. Jordan McCants, his second extra base hit today. This time it's a long ball. And Jupiter tacks on 7-2 in this crooked number of a sixth inning. For McCants, that's his third long ball this year. As Jupiter has come from one down in this half inning to now five up. Angelo Despina, lefty batter, ninth man to hit in this half inning. Swings and misses at a fastball for a strike. 0 for 2 day for Despina. The 0-1. And that's taken for a called strike. Despina, 24-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia. Played his college ball at Georgia Tech. 0-2. That's upstairs. Same school as Joey Bart, current Pirates catcher. Just taking the first round out of there a few years back. And now late time call will be a violation on Cheng, though. Spina played his last year at Georgia Tech. First couple years at Mercer, though. It's in the SoCon. 2-2. That's low. Three, two. Up and in for ball four. And now Inmar Lobo getting ready in the right field bullpen. As Jupiter has batted around in the sixth inning, they've scored six runs. Jupiter with a 7-2 lead as a toss to first nearly picked him off. Well, this half inning really, again, the hit batter call too, that's a big call. It's Christian Rodriguez. Takes a breaking ball low. It was two back-to-back singles, but then Junior Sanchez was trying to put one down on a bunt. He offered at the pitch, and the ball hit him. Ruled that he held up. He did not have the barrel across the zone. As 1-0, check swing on the appeal again. Did not go around. It's 2-0. And that would load him up. Four straight batters helped drive in a run at that point then. 2-0, foul back. Davis Bradshaw single, Kemp Alderman a two RBI double, sack fly from John Cruz, and then the McCants home run. Ground ball, right side and snakes through in a right center field. Going first, third is Despina. And the inning continues. First and third, with two outs, six runs in, and that'll do it for Hung Long Cheng. As Jim Horner's out to take the baseball, he's reached his pitch count in this half inning. We come back, new pitcher in, 7-2 Hammerheads on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024. And watch the future Pirate stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you,
I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Runners at first and third base at the top of the sixth inning. Six runs home. It's a 7-2 Jupiter lead as Colby Shade steps on the right side. Gets southpaw Edmer Lobo for his pitches off ball. The dirt for ball one. Shade is the 11th man to bat in this half inning. It's been six runs on six hits in the sixth inning. Lobo ready is the 1-0. Shea takes up and away for a ball. Lobo's numbers this year, he's making his eighth appearance. No wins, no losses, a 1.59 ERA. Four walks, 14 strikeouts in 11 and a third innings. 2-0, swing and a miss. There's a good breaking ball. So Chang today goes just inning and two-thirds out of the bullpen. 2-1, ground ball too short. Delgado Toni goes a short out the second. That ends the half inning. But not before six runs come across, 7-2 Jupiter. 5.5 the books here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bring Lecom Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 132 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet. For the second straight season, all MLB.TV subscribers can watch their local minor league teams for free on the MLB app. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss any of the action in 2024 and watch the future Pirate Stars of tomorrow shine bright tonight in Bradenton.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Bottom six, Jupiter scoring six runs at the top of the sixth inning. Now leads 7-2 as Jesse Bergen, new pitch of the ballgame, as it's out of the bullpen the rest of the way. Eleazar Dishman goes five innings, gives up two runs on five hits, no walks, four strikeouts. And now Bergen, the new arm in, faces Esmerland Valdez, the righty. Takes a fastball belt high, 94 called strike. 24-year-old Bergen was an 11th round pick back in 2021 by the Marlins out of UCLA. The 0-1, and a breaking ball on the inside corner called strike. Made four starts, Jupiter in 21, and then missed the next two seasons. 0-2, breaking ball called third strike, and Valdez is down looking. For 3-8 for him, as Bergen strikes out the first man he sees. At one on the injured list, and 22 in April, activated in September, then injured list in April of 23. First pitch, Domer Alfonso, the lefty hitter, is a called strike. The numbers this year for Bergen. It's his fourth appearance with Jupiter. No wins, no losses, a 2.08 ERA. Righty from the windup, the 0-1. Off the plate. Fastball 95 miles an hour. It's 1-1. He has walked 1-8 strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings this year for Jupiter. Made 7 appearances with the FCL Marlins. The 1-1. Off the plate for ball 2. Tipped into the mitt of Ignafo with the counts even. Bergen stands the mat at 6'4", 205. Born in Los Angeles, California. 2-2. High bouncer right side. Back in it by Despina at first. Flips to the covering Bergen. Two gone in the sixth inning. Manuel Torero, lefty, coming up here is a breaky ball top of the zone, a called strike. Two outs, base is clear, Jupiter 7, Bradenton 2. Hammerheads looking to snap their four-game losing streak with a win here today. The 0-1, and Torero takes in tight for a ball. He's 0 for 2 today, line out to center, then flat out to left in the second, then the fourth inning. The 1-1. Caught on a missed at first strike. Bergen's full name is Jesse Tilk Bergen, T-I-L-K. Pitch home. Foul back. Bergen pitched 3 years at UCLA, was a starter for them. Started 16 games in 21 for them. 1-2. Called third strike, and that ends the half inning as Bergen comes in, strikes out 2-0, 1-2-3, sixth inning. We go to the seventh. All Hammerheads here today on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh inning as Imar Lobo faces 2, 3, and 4 in the lineup as Junior Sanchez, the first man he sees. Lefty batter, opening pitch is taken at the knees, a called strike. Jupiter sent 11 men up to the plate last half inning. End up scoring 6 runs off of it on 6 hits. 0-1 is fouled back. Knocks off a couple of bottles there that were sitting on the sill. It's 0-2. And a breaky ball low and away. One, two, and taken high and in for a ball. Sanchez was hit by a pitch and scored in the sixth inning. That was the controversial did he go or not on the bunt. Two, and Sanchez takes a called third strike. So Lobo punches him out. Wanda gonna start this half inning. And a 7-2 Jupiter lead for Ryan Ignafo. Now today in baseball history, there is a lot that occurred on this day. First of all, back in 1914, Hall of Famer Babe Ruth made his professional debut. Ryan Ignafo takes outside for a ball. Was playing for Boston at the time. Remember, that's how the curse came to be, playing for the Red Sox. Pitched that day too. 1-0, popped in the air, right center. Terrell in towards the alley and makes the grab on the run. Two gone. Was playing the Cleveland Naps, as they were known as, now the Guardians. Playing the American League and year before in 1913. That was the start of a Hall of Fame career for the Babe. First pitch, Davis Bradshaw is line foul, third base side. It's one of the really cool things if you ever end up in Baltimore. That's where Babe Ruth was born. You can go visit his childhood home. Catch a game at Camden Yards then. Now one is a breaking ball in the outside corner. It's 0-2. Two out, space is clear. 7-2 Jupiter in the seventh. Oh two. And a fastball called. Third strike. Imar Lobo, a 1-2-3 seventh. He strikes out two. And it's stretch time in Bradenton at Lincoln Park. 7-2, Hammerheads on top of the Marauders Broadcast Network.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has taken its flavor to the next level. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
My mouth is watering already, so I think we can skip the drum roll and get right to the main event. Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Trust me. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Have you always wanted to bring your dog to Lecom Park to watch a baseball game? Well, now you can. Join us for our next Paws and Claws night on Friday, July 26th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Fans 21 and over can also score specials on White Claw drinks. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mamma mia, mamma di dare.
figlia mia, cosa dare, mamma mia, pensacci a tu.
Bottom seven, Jupiter with a 7-2 lead on the Bradenton Marauders as they send Miguel Sosa up to the plate. 6, 7, and 8 to open the order against Jesse Bergen, who retired the side in order. I believe that was an auto strike on Miguel Sosa. Wasn't engaged with Bergen with 7 seconds to go. The 0-1 is rolled foul, third base side, so it's 2 strikes on him. An 0-for-2 today for Miguel Sosa. O-2, and Sosa fouls it back. O-2 home, and a breaking ball called third strike. And Sosa goes down looking as Bergen has retired all four. One gone for Solomon McGuire. Talking about last week, Babe Ruth in this day in baseball history said there was a lot that went on, a lot involved Roberto Clemente as well on this day in baseball history. And pitches outside of lefty McGuire. He's 0-for-2 today, trying to stretch his on-base streak to 12. Talk about the statue of him outside Three River Stadium was unveiled on this day in 1994. As 1-0, McGuire checks the swing, it's taken low. Clemente also made his All-Star debut on this day back in 1960. About that time of the year, 2-0, and McGuire launches a fastball at the knees at 94. It was a stacked All-Star game that year, too. Pirates' Bob Friend picked up the win for the National League. She once fouled back. Toss 3 innings of one hit, shutout baseball. Ernie Banks homered as well, a Cubs legend. And also Willie Mays just passed away recently. Fell just a few feet shy of the cycle. 2-2. Breaking ball, club to right field as Cruz turns back. It's over his head. Up against the fence as McGuire scoots into second base with a double. And there it is. His on-base streak has been moved to 12 games. So runner on second, 7-2 Jupiter. Bottom seven, one out, and Juan Jerez, who's 2-for-2 tonight at the plate. Clemente in his debut in the All-Star game, though, had just one at-bat. He went 0-for-1. Here's Jerez, the righty, first pitch. Here's a fastball at the knees, called strike. But a year later, though, he had a massive game. Tripled in the game's first run. Scored the second run with a sac fly. And then drove Mickey Mantle back to the warning track to fly out as Jerez homeward hack there, swings and misses at a fastball. It's 0-2. And then had a walk-off single against a knuckleballer, Wade Wilhelm, in which the four outfielders that day for the National League, I mean, this, you know, I wish I was alive to see this All-Star game. For the National League that day, did most of the heavy lifting. 0-2, and that's a called third strike, and Jerez goes down looking. Fourth strikeout today for Bergen in two inning and two-thirds innings. Runner on second, it's up to Justin McNiss, who homered his last time up. But the four outfielders in Clemente's second All-Star game were Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Frank Robinson, and Clemente. 7-2 ball game. McNiss has delivered both runs today. First pitch to lefty is low for a ball. Meknes hit a home run. Out to right center field. Bergen ready, the 1-0. Down and in for a ball. And Meknes checks the swing. It's 3-0. Three balls and no strikes on Meknes with the top of the order awaiting on deck. 3-0. And a breaking ball on the outside corner. It called strike. One. Check swing down and in for ball four. So Meknes walks to put two on base in the seventh for Gerald Toledo in a 7-2 ball game. Another this date in baseball history as well. Mike Trout in the Futures game on this date in 2010 had a double and a single. Hank Conger, remember him, was an Angels prospect. Hit a three-run home run. The United States Futures team won 9-1 over the World team. Players in that game, too, included Eric Hosmer. He's done. I believe he just retired this year. It was 14 years ago. Desmond Jennings as well. Hank Conger won the Larry Doby Award as the MVP of the Futures game. It's always funny to look back. It's the minor leagues are the same thing when you look back on a certain team. See who's who was in that game. Two outs, two on for Gerald Toledo. Takes a breaking ball down and in. After a mound visit, it's 1-0. Game was played at Angel Stadium. I mean, a lot of these pitchers are either, you know, careers are done or they're at the end of them or the middle of them. 1-0, Toledo lines back up the middle into center field, base hit. McGuire gets the wave around third from Gustavo Mania. Throws offline, now it kicks away. And both runners advanced on a throwing error. Cuts Stevenson down to 7-3. Second and third, two outs, a 7-3 game. And kind of dug out of the plate. You know, pitcher is talking about the Futures game. Mike Trout was kind of shown to the world. Shelby Miller, Jeremy Hellickson, Austin Romine. First pitch is outside of Delgado for ball one. Zach Britton, though, was a big piece on the world side of things. Brett Laurie, boy. Former really top Blue Jays prospect. As 1-0 is a broken bat fly ball. Shallow right center, could be trouble. A dive. Oh, what a catch. John Cruz, full extension dive. He went airborne to make that one and take away a base hit from Connor Delgado. One run scores in the seventh. It's a 7-3 ball game on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning as Bradenton does get a run back. First pitch from Immer Lobo is popped in the air, foul. First base side out of play. First strike one from Lobo to Kemp Alderman. He's one for three today with a double. 7-3 contest. Jupiter scored six in the sixth inning. Plays themselves in front. The 0-1 is fouled back again for strike two. Lobo, inning in the third, scoreless out of the bullpen. He struck out two. He's retired all four that he's seen. Here is the two-strike pitch. Swing and a miss for a strike three. Good changeup fading away from Alderman, the righty. And Inmer Lobo has struck out three to last four. One gone in the eighth inning for John Cruz. Oh boy, that was some catch he just had out in right field. I mean, he went full speed and airborne as he waves and misses at a fastball for strike one. Now, Lobo doesn't have the most overpowering stuff, but he's a very crafty lefty. The 0-1, slider outside. It's very much like Yoldín de la Paz, where he'll sit about 88, 89 miles an hour. But mixes well, locates well. The 1-1, here's a ground ball softly back up the middle. Delgado slides to his left and throws to first. Mixes stays intact with the bag. Two gone to open up the eighth inning as, again, six in a row. Retired now for Lobo to start his day. Jordan McCants. Lefty batter, two outs and a 7-3 Jupiter lead. Fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike. O-1, pop foul behind to him out of play. One last this date in baseball history. Back in 2021, Pirates used their first overall pick on Henry Davis, University of Louisville. 0-2 is a fastball up and in. Draft which the Marlins took Cleo Watson, a guy who slipped down in the draft. They snagged him at number 16. 1-2 is a fastball that zips up and away. That was a draft which the Mets took Kumar Rocker, 10th overall, did not sign. Two-two is foul back behind to him. Now we're 3 years removed from that draft. Jack Leiter went number two. Jackson Job out of high school. The Tigers at three. Marcelo Meyer, he's in double A. For the Red Sox, Colton Cowser, though, fifth overall to Sam Houston State. He's in the big leagues. 2-2 is a called third strike in Marlobo. Four strikeouts in 2 1/3 scoreless. Broadway next year, 7-3. Marauders trailing.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Bring the kids and the entire family to Leecom Park on Saturday, July 27th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids through the gates, ages 12 and under, will receive a free Marauders backpack and cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Don't forget, stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Reserve your seats today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Home half of the eighth inning, Bradenton chasing four runs at 7-3. As they got a run last half inning. On a base hit from Gerald Toledo. 3-4 and 5 as Merlin Valdez, the righty, climbs in. Gets a new pitcher, the lefty Justin Storm. For his pitches ripped out and missed for strike one. Bergen goes two innings of one-run ball to the bullpen, and now the lefty Storm is in. 22 years old, out of Southern Miss. The 0-1. Slider low. The count's even on Valdez, who's 0-3 today. Storm, born in Jackson, Mississippi, was a seventh round pick last year by the Marlins out of Southern Miss. A USM down to those on the coast in Mississippi. 1-1's high for ball two. 17th appearance, he's 4-1 with a 1.40 ERA. Has allowed just 13 hits, 12 walks, and 35 strikeouts in 25 and two-thirds. 2-1, up high. And Valdez takes upstairs, ball four, and he walks. Start this eighth inning with a walk. Brings up Omar Alfonso. Probably see Storm go his last two innings here. Lefty's 1-for-3 today. Pitch outside with a sweeping slider for ball one. Storm didn't allow a run in his first 9 outings of the season. It was that good. That spanned 13 and a third innings. Gave up 3 earned runs month of June. 1-0 up high for ball two. Wasn't assigned to Jupiter until May the 3rd, so that was after extended spring training. It was right around when the FCL season started. It was added to the Jupiter roster. Quick meeting on the mound there, and Storm has been in and out of the zone so far. Behind on Omar Alfonso, 2 balls, no strikes with a runner on. Pitch. A fastball on the inside corner, just caught it for a piece. 2-1. Ground ball back up the middle. Shortstop Sanchez steps in the bag, throws across to first, a double play. A race leadoff walk just like that. And two outs in the eighth inning for Emmanuel Torero. Bradenton has nearly the same amount of hits as Jupiter, 8-7, but four less runs. As a lefty, Emmanuel Torero takes a slider low and away. Hammerheads tonight are 2-for-5 with runners in the scoring position. Bradenton just 1-for-7. Storm kicks home. Fastball fouled back behind. Well, if the half inning ends right here, Bradenton would have Sosa, McGuire, Jerez coming up in the last of the ninth. 1-1 slider bends over for a called strike. It's been a good start this week, though, for Bradenton. They've won the first two games as Jupiter looking to fire up their first win this week. 1-2, slider rolled over right side. McCants charging in, gobbles it up and throws to first, and that's the half inning. Pair of ground balls, get all three outs. We go to the ninth, 7-3 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Marauders pride at the Marauders Team Store, located on the Fan Plaza near the ticket office at Lecom Park. Stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, Marauder Shop is the one-stop shop for all things Bradenton Marauders. The Marauder Shop is open every game day. You can also shop anytime at marauders.milbstore.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
The Bradenton Marauders are lighting up the Bradenton sky all summer long at Lecom Park in 2024. Join us for our next fireworks show on July 27th as the Marauders take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers at 6:30 p.m. Get our value deal, which includes a drink and a Marauders hat with your ticket for only $15 as an online exclusive. Tickets start as low as $9, so grab the family and come be a part of the fun this season. Reserve your tickets at BradentonMarauders.com or stop by our ticket office today.
Top of the ninth inning, Inmar Lobo looking to toss another scoreless frame. As Bradenton is behind 7-3, 8-9-1 coming up here. As Angelo Despina, the lefty batter. First pitch is fouled off at home plate for a strike one. Well, Lobo has been the only other pitcher used outside of Hung Long Chang, who was supposed to follow Mike Burrows. And Lobo eating some innings here, because Chang hit his pitch count after giving up six runs in the sixth inning. So Chang went an inning and two thirds after Mike Burrows, number nine prospect on rehab from AAA, struck out five, allowed a run in four innings. And now take a look at Despina. Stretching it out. But Lobo, since his second promotion back to Bradenton from the FCL Pirates, has just been really good. Lefty ready, 0-1, and a ground ball right side of the infield at Toledo, whose sidearm tosses to first. Lobo has yet to allow a man to reach against him. That's now eight in a row retired for Inmer Lobo. They came in allowing just one unearned run and nine of the third innings over his last five outings. Christian Rodriguez, lefty batter, watches a curveball called strike on the outside corner. Two for 3-9 for Christian. He singled and scored a part of that six-run inning. The 0-1. And a fastball just catches the bottom of the zone. Bradenton behind, 7-3. Top of nine and one gone. 0-2 is a called third strike, and Rodriguez goes down looking. Base is clear for Colby Shea, top of the order. Change up on the outer half, a called strike. Shea delivered the first punch from Jupiter's offense, a leadoff home run to start the ball game against Mike Burrows. His second of the week. 0-1 is whiffed out and missed. Another changeup. It's been a 2-for-4 night, though, for Shea. And taken high. He's thrown three straight changeups to start this half inning. One, two. And inside. Bradenton the rest of the way. They will have Connor Oliver, Carlos Jimenez, and Peyton Stumbo. Close out the rotation this week. 2-2, swing and a miss for a strike three. Inmer Lobo has retired all 10 that he's seen today. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, last chance, 7-3 Jupiter on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Looking for something to do every Friday during the spring and summer? We've got you covered. Each Friday, you can check out the Bradenton Marauders wearing the all-new Bradenton Script jerseys. Celebrate the local community as we recognize local nonprofits and small businesses. Get to the ballpark early to check out our happy hour specials from 5:30 to 6:30. Grab your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Stay up to date with all things Marauders this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, keep up with the fun all season long. Follow us on X at @_Marauders, on Instagram at Bradenton Marauders, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Bradenton Marauders. And don't forget, tag us in your social media posts when you're at the game. And let's go Marauders!
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom nine as Justin Storm will face 6, 7, and 8. Miguel Sosa, Solomon McGuire, then Juan Jerez, the three to battle against Southpaw in Storm. Jupiter looking to snap their four-game losing streak here tonight. As Storm and Sosa set up for a duel. Second inning for the Southpaw as he readies the first pitch. Is a slider at the knees, called strike. Don't forget, stick around for the post-game show afterwards here on the Marauders Broadcast Network. The The 0-1. Up and away. Misses with a change. It's 1-1. Other scores right now in the Pirate system. The 1-1. Slider low. Indianapolis rained out. Supposed to play two today. Altoona wins 3-1. Po-Yu Chen picks up his fourth win. He's got a sub-4 ERA. 2-1. Is ripped out and missed. Fastball 92. It's 2-2. And high in Greensboro, top nine right now. They're three outs away from picking up a win. Noldin de la Paz pitching right now. Trying to preserve a two-hit shutout. 2-2. High and in for a ball. And then the FCL Pirates winning 3-1 today. Foul back by Sosa, who's 0-for-3 today. Struck out swinging his last trip up in the seventh. The payoff is grounded foul, third base side. A 14-run effort yesterday. Just three today. Bradenton's offense hitting .338 as a team. Batting average coming in those first two games. I mean, they were red hot. Still have seven hits today, though. 3-2. Here's a cue shot. Foul first base side. Just one big inning Jupiter had. A six-run sixth inning will be the difference. Three, two, and Sosa strikes out swing. One gone, base clear for Solomon McGuire and a 7-3 deficit for Bradenton. The six runs allowed in that sixth inning, by the way, are tied for the most runs allowed in a half inning this year. They gave up six in Clearwater on June 26th. First pitch to lefty McGuire. It's a slider. Called strike on the outside corner. That was that. Boy. That was an inning in which Bradenton gave up six runs in the ninth to then go to extras. That was a day game. 0-1's low, and the count's even 1-1. And that was a Wednesday noon first pitch. Matt Baker at ballpark. A Lou Albrecht home run. A 1-1 tomahawk to the first base bag. Despina steps on it. Two gone. And then A.J. Shaver had a game-tying home run with two strikes. Bradenton had 100% win probability multiple times in the late innings. That's still one of the craziest endings I've ever seen. Bradenton then won it. Toledo scored a wild pitch in the 10th to win that ball game. But boy, I mean, that was a stunning ending. Need one here, trailing 4-2 outs, and Juan Jerez takes high for ball one. It's been a good night for Juan, though. He's 2-for-3. Doubled in the third, singled and scored in the fifth inning. Scored on a Nicknis home run. Who's on deck right now? The 1-0 is grounded for his base side. Pass the diving to Spina. And down the right field line, Jerez slams on the brakes. And so they have some life here with a two-out single. As Justin Nicknis steps to the plate. 7-3 Jupiter. Tying run is still in the dugout right now, though. Nicknis has been on base twice today. Lefty-lefty matchup against Storm. As the pitch is low and away for ball one. Bradenton now with 8 hits. They have evened the hit total for Jupiter, who had 6 of those 8 hits and out of 1 inning. 1-0. And a fastball called strike. Crowd of 1,062 on hand tonight on Thirsty Thursday. Trying to make some noise. 1-1, runner in motion, pitches outside, throw down to second base is late. And maybe a defensive indifference for Jerez or not. But they did throw down, but was not being held on. Two balls, one strike to count. A pitch, swing and a miss. Counts 2-2 as Bradenton is down to their last strike tonight. Rez at second base, two outs, 7-3 ball game. Storm gets a sign. The pitch. Check swing, and he offered at it, so don't put umpire Gary Nelson. That ends the ball game. Jupiter snaps their four-game losing skid. They win 7-3. They score 6 runs in the 6th inning to defeat Bradenton. And so now, Bradenton have to wait till tomorrow to at least pick up a split of the series against Jupiter in Game 4. We come back here. It's the post-game show. We'll wrap this one up. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, fans. This is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our 5-game flex packs. These packs include one ticket to any 5 games on the schedule of your choosing. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. Tickets start at just $65. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 13th, as the Marauders take on the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Marauders are partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, Also Youth, and Sarasota Out as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pre-game Pride Parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
And welcome back to Leecom Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Jupiter picks up their first win at Leecom Park this week as they defeat the Marauders by a score of 7-3. Thomas Cinzarelli here on the postgame show. Take you back through this end result today. Jupiter got off and running right away off the bat as Colby Shane hit a solo home run in the first inning. Lead things off against Mike Burrows, who then after that allowed just one hit. Ended up going 4 innings in his 4th rehab start, struck out 5. And again, allowed just the 1 run on 2 hits. No walks today for Burrows. Bradenton, though, they got 2 runs in the 5th inning to get him off the hook there, as it was a 1-out single by Juan Jerez. Then Justin Mickness, in his first game since June the 1st, comes off the development list, hits a home run, his first of the year. 2-1 at Bradenton before Jupiter scored six in the top of the sixth inning against Hung Long Chang, who was a loser tonight. Chang followed Burrows a scoreless fifth inning, and then in the sixth, Chang did not finish the inning, and which 11 men went to the plate. Started with a back-to-back singles from Rodriguez. Shade a hit batter, load the bases. A pop-out before an RBI single from Davis Bradshaw. Kemp Alderman, two RBI doubles, sack fly, then a home run from Jordan McCants. And a wild pitch also scored Alderman as well in that half inning. And so that would produce the six-run inning on six hits. Jupiter ended with eight hits tonight. That was the one big inning that they needed, and they got it to defeat Bradenton at 7-3. The last run came in to score in the seventh inning on a Gerald Toledo single, and that closed out the ball game. Jupiter, seven runs on eight hits, two errors, three men left on base. Bradenton, three runs on eight hits, no errors, and six men left on base. Winning pitcher is Eleazar Dishmay, who proves a 2-2. Hung Long Chang, loser, falls to 4-6. Game time, 2 hours and 21 minutes, seen by 1,062 on this thirsty Thursday. Imer Lobo as well, 3 1/3, scoreless, retired all 10. He faced six strikeouts as well. He was money out of the bullpen. We come back here in the postgame show. We will wrap this one up for you and get you ready for tomorrow. Take a look at some scores as well. That's next year on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Do you enjoy fireworks all summer long? We've got you covered. Check out the Bradenton Marauders 5-game fireworks pack. Starting at just $65, you're guaranteed a seat to every fireworks night this season with a chance to watch it from the field. You also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. To find out how you can purchase yours today, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
And we'll go back to Leacon Park here on the Bradenton Marauders postgame show as Bradenton falls to Jupiter by a score of 7-3. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We started the Pirates system. Buccos win 1-0 today in Milwaukee to take the series. Paul Skeen, 7 no-hit innings. Strikes out 11. Yasmani Grandal, RBI double scorers Jack Sawinski. And the Buccos will go home happy as they head out of Milwaukee today with a 1-0 victory as they will tomorrow head to Chicago. So a quick bus ride down to take on the White Sox. Garrett Crochet, who's talk of the talent right now on the trade block, will start. Pittsburgh has yet to name a starter for tomorrow. Triple A Annapolis was supposed to play two today. They were rained out. They'll try to play two again tomorrow at Victor Field against the Columbus Clippers. Double A Altoona wins 3-1 today at home against Double A Bowie and the Bay Sox as Po Yu Chen picked up his fourth win. Chen, one run, no walks on four hits, seven strikeouts in seven innings today. Was fantastic. Game pitched by him. Hiya Greensboro, they are now finally win 3-0. Derek Diamond picks up the win. Our old friend Yoldin de la Paz ends up taking the save home. He goes three scoreless in that victory. Scoring in that one, Luke Brown a home run, Sean Ross a sack fly, then a Michael Escoto single to give him a 3-0 victory over the Dash at home. FCO Pirates also win today 3-1 behind Xander Muth. Strong out of today. He's now 5-1 with a 1.69 ERA. Gregory Mendez picked up his third save of the season. In the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard, a couple of final scores across the board. Palm Beach and Clearwater complete their suspended game 5-4. Cardinals win in 8 innings. Fort Myers right now, they're getting trounced 13-2 by Daytona against about halfway home right now, the halfway point. Dunedin up 4-3 on Tampa, top 9 with a runner on. So tying runs on base for the Tarpons up at TD Ballpark. Then Palm Beach hosting Clearwater, top 7, 6-4. Threshers on top, bases loaded with two outs. So looking for a bounce back game for them. And St. Lucie is up by 4 right now on Lakeland, bottom 8. 7-3, Mets ahead. Well, today, though, the Marauders, they lost 7-3 to Jupiter, and so they, with Fort Myers losing badly, was a chance to pick up another game on the Mighty Muscles. Bradenton falls to 10 games below 500 overall, 37-47, 8-10 in the second half. Jupiter snaps their four-game losing skid. They improved to 43-41, 7-11 on 7-11 day in the second half of the season. Game four tomorrow here at Leacom Park. Connor Oliver gets the baseball. Lefty 0-4, a 5.28 ERA, TBA for the Hammerheads on their starting pitching. 6:30 first pitch right here on the Marauders broadcast. Number will have it covered right here starting at 6:10 as well. Well, that wraps things up for us here on the Marauders postgame show on the broadcast number queue today. Final score one last time, Jupiter 7, Bradenton 3. Thomas and Zarella saying so long from Leacom Park. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Game 4 of this week-long series. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see you back here at the ballpark tomorrow.
You've been listening to Bradenton Marauders Baseball on the Marauders Broadcast Network. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BradentonMarauders.com.